Officials from seven Balkan nations worked out a plan Friday to tackle the growing cross-border trade in humans, drugs and weapons that followed the collapse of communism and Yugoslavia in the 1990s. They met in the Macedonian resort town of Ohrid, which already boosts diplomatic breakthroughs, including a 2001 NATO-backed peace accord that ended an ethnic Albanian insurgency in the former Yugoslav Republic. The leaders of Albania, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Bulgaria, Croatia, Macedonia, Serbia and Montenegro, and Romania also pledged to reinforce border security, which NATO sees as inadequate. Earlier, NATO Secretary General George Robertson told the conference participants that, in his words, organized crime can too easily cross borders. Mr. Robertson suggested that the lack of border security was creating ideal conditions for drug smuggling, gun running, human trafficking, terrorism, and political violence. The assassination of Serbian Prime Minister Zoran Djindjic in mid-March in Belgrade, attributed by police to organized crime, has underscored post-war tensions in the Balkans. There has also been concern that groups linked to the Al-Qaeda terrorist network led by Osama bin Laden had access to weapons and training camps in, for instance, Bosnia-Herzegovina. In addition, human rights organizations have expressed concern that lax border controls and corruption led to growing trade in Eastern European women, who are often forced into prostitution. A recent report by the New York-based organization Human Rights Watch notes that in countries such as Bosnia-Herzegovina, thousands of women from mainly impoverished countries such as Moldova, Romania and Ukraine are, in its words, sold as cattle. The European Commission said this week that tackling organized crime must become a priority for countries in the former Yugoslav Federation as they are seeking entry into the European Union, where internal borders have mainly disappeared. While the conference was seen as only a first step to improve security in the volatile Balkans, Macedonian Prime Minister Branko Zvengovski was confident the meeting would help fight various forms of smuggling, which he described as fundamental cancers in Balkan societies. However, the gathering was overshadowed by news that Prime Minister Bajram Rexepi of Kosovo was prevented from attending the talks. Kosovo is often blamed for cross-border crime by neighboring countries. His invitation was cancelled by United Nations Kosovo Administrator Michael Steiner after the Albanian majority in Kosovo's assembly broke the rules by adopting a resolution extolling a pro-independence guerrilla and political movement. Serbia has made clear it wants to keep the UN-administered province within its territory, while ethnic Albanian leaders favor independence. Stefan Bos, for VOA News, Budapest.